if it's like, I don't remember why I started it, but now if it's you calling, I have to put crickets under it because it's your thing. That's like a little badge of
It
honor.
is a badge of honor. And because when you call into Big Fatties enough, you end up getting your own little bit of music. Like Kathy Bacon has the her music is the Benny
Yes.
Hill,
Benny
the
Hill.
Benny Hill crazy music.
Oh my
That's
God.
Kathy Bacon's music. And then there's music for everything. I mean, Big Fatty has music for everybody.
That's
But so
adorable.
it is a badge of honor when it's on BFO's show because that is David's, you know, earned sound effect.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If it's like, I don't remember why I started it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1483 of the BFO for Wednesday the 2th of October 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm gonna read you some more of those things from the Ark. Plus, we're going in the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Shutter Downers. Be Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I know you know why you're Shutter Downers. Because Big Fatty, because we want you to shut it down. But no, it's because everything has come to a just a y'all. It's like being it's not it's like not having enough fiber. It's just like not having enough fiber, y'all. You just your bowels are shut down. You know that's the way the government is now, y'all. It's like Big Fatty's. The government is like Big Fatty's bowels. Fatty, please, you're just vulgar. So anyway, y'all Good day in the coal mine on two, I say Tuesday, and y'all, it was a busy day in the coal mine. Anyway, let's see, what else was I going to tell you about that? Oh, y'all, you know, on the 1th, you and new listeners may not know this, but y'all, on the 1th of October, y'all, we always have a ceremony, and I hinted about this on yesterday's little show, and y'all, then I realized that I didn't go back and finish telling about it. Fatty, what else is new? Y'all, my brain just shut down. Fatty, that was a quick one. Anyway, y'all, on the 1th of October, y'all, we have a ceremony, y'all, well, I tell you what, it goes, it's something like this. It is me and, old Vader and Larry Clark and, the Skull's replacement, y'all. Oh, y'all, that is chicken tenders and barbecue pork and a garden salad. Yes, Big Fatty, you ate high on the hog today. But anyway, y'all, we all gather in Larry Clyde's office, and y'all, we stand at attention and we put our hands on our hearts as the music begins. And y'all, we have a moment of reflection. It is a moment of reflection. Big Fatty, it was very emotional. But y'all, we are there, and we place our hands on our heart, and y'all, we prepare as the music reaches its crescendo. Fatty, you're silly is what you are. You're full of crescendo. But y'all, as the music reaches its crescendo, y'all, the switch is flipped. And y'all, we have the annual illuminating of the porcelain skull. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
bacon.
Sorry, I want to be back. Well, okay. Excuse me, I just had the burp. I just drank a soda and washed it. No. That sugar ball down. It's a milk jug. It's my weakness. Hey, fart. It's bacon. This is there really is. It's like a real shutdown. Like, there's no one here. And you know what? I work in the finance department, so, like, that's where the money is. And we have no money. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I can only file so much, okay? So anyway, I guess I'm happy to not be on the chopping block. Hopefully this will be resolved in a day or two. But anyway, reporting from the front line, hey, it's dang quiet here. I just wish there was something to do. All right. Well, I was talking to my husband at the beginning of this little call. And I gotta go. I got more belches.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the girls from the greetings from nowhere. Yes, McFaddy. And y'all, they were talking about Miss Bacon's special little music. Yes, McFaddy, it's lovely. The Hat M sent that, I believe he did. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling from the front lines. Y'all, this is about as current as a BFO has ever been. Y'all, we're getting reports on the front lines. And y'all, they're saying about this government shutdown, you know, that only essential personnel I think you know where this is going. Fanny, we can read you like a book. Y'all, only essential personnel are to report. And y'all, I believe, by virtue of deciphering all these facts, that y'all, it appears that that Miss Bacon is considered essential personnel, even though she, y'all, it sounded to me like she was the only one there. Fanny, that's unbelievable. But Big Fanny, the nice thing is, if she's the only one there, then there are no restrictions on her calling back. Correct?
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Okay, so 30-day ab challenge. Come on, people. I'm doing it with Christian, and so he posts in the Facebook. And we have four other people doing it with us. So we've got Timmy and Blue Jeans Guy and me and Christian and Melissa Miranda. So that might be five or six people, eight if you count all the names that that Soames Bar Woman has. All right. Come on, guys. Let's do it.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that's Miss Bacon again. Big Fatty, did she just belch there at the end? I believe she did. Big Fatty, she's just taken after you. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling back. And y'all, Miss Bacon brings up a good topic for Big Fatty to address, because y'all, you know, it is the beginning of a new month. And evidently, Miss Bacon is inviting folks to do some sort of 30-day ab challenge. Now, y'all, I'm not doing it. No, Big Fatty, of course not. But y'all, she sent me a message saying, pass this along to Larry Vader and make sure he does it also. Now, y'all, she has Larry Vader's e-letter address, but I had to pass it along. So I've passed it along. Miss Beaver, I'm sure that Miss Bacon would love for you to do the ab challenge also. Yes, Big Fatty, both of the KBs should do it. But y'all, in addition to the ab challenge, y'all, I saw a Twitty yesterday from Bjorn. And y'all, you know, he is our official State Fair fried food correspondent from out there at the Tejas State Fair. And y'all, we're expecting voice letters from him soon to let us know what's good to eat out at the State Fair there in Tejas. Y'all, I saw a report on the TV where the big Texas man, Big Tex or whatever his name is, Big Fatty. No, I don't think his name is Big Fatty. You know, y'all, he burned up last year, and y'all, they've probably a grease fire. But you know, he burned up. Y'all got a new big tax or whatever his name is. So anyway, Bjorn, we look forward to getting your reports. And y'all, that's the good news about the month of October. Y'all, the bad news is, and this is the only time I'm gonna mention it, because I know some people enjoy this a great deal. But I'm not getting involved in it, but I'm just going to make you aware of it. Y'all, it's that Podcast Awards month. Now, you know, don't waste your time nominating the BFO, okay? I mean, I know it's one of the best religious podcasts out there. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm on my knees every day praying it isn't going to come in. But but y'all, it's the Podcast Awards. If you want to participate, participate. If you don't, don't. I still think it's a scam. But then that's all I'm going to say about it. And everybody else is going to drive you crazy during the month of October to get you to nominate them. And then probably in No Pod Pomo and No Shave November and all of that, I think that's when they do the voting or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, so y'all, if you're interested in that, go on over there and check it out. Yes, Big Fatty, we're more interested in going into the Fat Cave and hearing about the quiz programs. Me too.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat. Dear Gussie, now y'all, while this is playing in the background, I thought I'd share a story with you today because it relates to this music. Y'all, you know that Michael Cantaloupe, who used to do the QCast Connection and QCast Connecticut, that lives down there in the Orlando. Y'all, he is in a national touring company of, what is it, Mamma Mia or something like that? Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball. Baby, you silly. But y'all, I'm sitting in my office at the coal mine today, and y'all, my cellular telephonic device rings, and it is from Michael Cantaloupe. And so I answer it, and I say, what do I owe the honor of this call? And y'all, he had butt-dialed me. Bee! Fatty Vulgar!
Wow.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I got an e-letter. I got an e-letter from, let me make sure I've got the right one. I think it was from Rob One of the Robs. And y'all, I don't see where it is now. Big Fatty, you lose everything. You can't remember shit and you lose everything. What else can go wrong? Let me just see here now, because, I don't see it. Anyway, I think it was Rob 1, and if it's not Rob 1, it was Rob 2. Big Fatty. But, they said that they were interested in knowing what Big Fatty thought of the contestants on the Big Run. Dear Gussie, y'all, first of all, let me just say I was not upset with our first elimination on the Big Run. Let's see here now. The first look photos. Well, that's bonus clips. I want to see the people. Where is that? Photos. That's it. Big Freddy. Jason and Amy, I think they're... Oh, why did that do that? Nicole and Travis, y'all, they were the first dumb ones on the whole show. They forgot to read the clue and they got a penalty and they missed out on the express pass. Then the ones before them were it's the bearded people. Wait a minute, why is this doing this, Big Freddy? We don't know. It's going crazy. It's just going crazy. It's batshit crazy. Big Fatty, what else is new? Y'all, the Brandon and Adam, those are the ones with the beards. They're kind of weird. The Allie and Ashley, they're the ice hockey girls. They're okay. Hoscote and Nana. That's the call center Indians. They're gone, y'all. They couldn't read the damn clue either. The Rowan and Shane, y'all, they're the ones that dress up like the women, and play the bingo little show, and y'all, they're I think they're the big old queens this time. I'm not sure, but I believe that may be the case. But y'all, I thought they reminded me of the couple that was the clowns a few years ago. They're always happy. Y'all, Leo and Jamal, they were the younger ones that were from Afghanistan or something they had some sort of nickname they called themselves, but I kind of like them. But y'all, they didn't read the damn clue either. Y'all, it's going to be the season of not reading the clue. Be ready. Chester and Ephraim, y'all, they were the football players. They're going to do okay. Nicole and Travis. Oh no, I've already said them. They're the football players, and Jason and Amy, y'all. There's more than that, but this thing is not cooperating, y'all. The technology just pisses me off. It pisses me off. All right, let's just see if I can do it this way. Well, let's see. All right, let's go here. All right, and then who is that? That's, I don't know who those people are. Well, there's two other people there that I don't know who they are. And then who are these people here? There's one that's the couple. Oh, it's the couple that they are former partners. That they all they've done is bitch at each other the whole time. Y'all, I kind of liked that. Let's see that we got them. And we've talked about them and them and them and them. And oh, here, who is that? Oh, and then there's the two from Oklahoma, y'all. They're kind of the country come to town. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No. But y'all, they're we're not in Oklahoma anymore. Big Fatty, if only you could say it. But anyway, and y'all, then the other thing I wanted to talk to you, but anyway, Rob, they're all better than I thought they would be. But y'all, the last thing I want to talk to you about on the quiz programs is the dancing. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Monday night, you know, they're doing the eliminations the same night as the dancing, and y'all, Bill Nye, the science guy, y'all, he hurt himself, he fell down last week, and he hurt himself, so he was eliminated this week, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, that Valerie Hopper, cancer or no cancer, y'all, her days are numbered, because y'all, she was out there, she had no idea what in the living hell, but y'all, there are some damn good dances this time. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I had a couple other things here on my list, but I guess you'll just have to come back tomorrow and find out what else was left. Big Freddy, I only see one other thing on there. Well, okay, well, maybe there'll be some other things by the time we get here tomorrow. Nicole, how do you feel about listening to today's little show?
If it's like, I don't remember why I started it.
Oh, well, if you can't find the stop button, hit the double speed.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.